U.S. announces lethal strike on drug boat in Caribbean. U.S. Southern Command said Friday that Joint Task Force Southern Spear conducted a lethal strike on a vessel operated by drug traffickers in the Caribbean, killing three people identified as narco-terrorists. The strike took place February 13th at the direction of Southern Command leader General Francis L. Donovan, the command said in a statement posted on X. Intelligence confirmed the vessel was transiting along known narco-trafficking routes in the Caribbean and was engaged in narco-trafficking operations. Three narco-terrorists were killed during this action. No U.S. military forces were harmed, the post stated. This week, Donovan, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane, and Northern Command leader General Gregory M. Guillo met with War Department officials and senior military representatives from 34 nations to detail shared security priorities and regional cooperation in the face of drug trafficking and transnational criminal organizations. Narco-terrorist organizations traffic in drugs, weapons, and human beings while engaging in illegal mining, logging, and fishing activities that fuel corruption and instability, erode the sovereignty of our partner nations, and threaten our shared security, Donovan said. The most effective way to defeat them is by sharing the burden of that defense with our allies and partners. The action is part of an ongoing U.S. military campaign against vessels connected to narco-trafficking in the Western Hemisphere. The Joint Task Force Southern Spear has conducted dozens of similar strikes. The operation has extended from the Caribbean into the Eastern Pacific. Southern Command on January 23rd announced a strike on a narco-trafficking vessel in the Eastern Pacific Ocean that killed two people. The command called it a lethal kinetic strike on a vessel operated by designated terrorist organizations in international waters. On December 19th, the task force struck two vessels in the Eastern Pacific. Five male narco-terrorists were killed, three on the first boat and two on the second, the U.S. Southern Command stated. In mid-November 2025, Southern Command announced its 20th strike on a drug boat in the Caribbean, killing four people. President Trump ordered action, and the Department of War is delivering, Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote on X in November. Led by Joint Task Force Southern Spear and its Southcom, this mission defends our homeland, removes narco-terrorists from our hemisphere, and secures our homeland from the drugs that are killing our people. The Western Hemisphere is America's neighborhood, and we will protect it. The campaign started in early September 2025 as U.S. forces struck an alleged drug boat with ties to the Trenda Aragua gang, a designated terrorist organization. Trump said that 11 presumed gang members were killed in the strike.